This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Hey there, folks. JC De La Torre here, creator of Continuum Force, and we just wanted to say thank you for your support of the show. Response has been great, and we're really encouraged. Please continue to share the show with your friends and family, and please remember to rate and review the show in your favorite podcast application. It's so vitally important to our success because it helps others find us. Also, we have a drive to get to 700 patrons on Patreon before year's end. If we can get there, we can guarantee Season 2 of Continuum Force. It only costs $1 monthly, and it gets you access to a ton of cool perks, including exclusive Patreon-only episodes, AMAs, interviews with the creators and your favorite actors, and more. To join our Patreon, go to patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. That's it for me. Let's see what time-traveling adventures are in store for us this week. An elite force of time travelers discover a terrible truth. The chronicles we've known may not be our past. It could have been altered, our memories changed, and history itself set on a different path. They investigate these anomalies, traveling to different periods of our ancient past to stop a malevolent enemy trying to write a new chapter in humanity's story. They are our only defense. Heroes of ages ago, today, and the future. They are the Continuum Force. And this is Chapter 10, Black.
Project Continuums in its subcommittee mission log. Audio version. Senators, please remember, this recording is classified top secret. Mobius, any content should not be removed from these secure chambers. No recording devices, cell phones, or other copying devices are permitted while this audio is playing. Upon completion, please return the container of the recording to the courier. Transcripts provided are for your eyes only. Mission 0214B734. Black. The following audio is from the Project Continuum Base, Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana.
Morning, everyone. We have an easy mission today.
When are any of these missions easy?
Why do we only ever have the powdered creamer? This stuff tastes horrible.
Well, it could be worse. We could have no creamer at all.
Okay, settle down, everyone. I'll tell you what. Get through this mission without any issues, and maybe I'll get y'all some of that fancy creamer you're always harping about.
Well, that's a deal then, and it better be French vanilla.
Oh, come on, not that. Make it hazelnut at least.
Ah, for Pete's sake, who cares if it's flavored? Just give me some regular half and half and be done with it.
Okay, enough with the creamer. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. As I mentioned, this should be an easy one. Dr. Scherzberg.
Yes?
No, Eli. Your wife. Sharon, you want to chime in on this?
You mean she actually pulled herself away?
Hush. This mission will just be a simple observe and record. The objective is to analyze a total lunar eclipse on the 5th of January, 1349.
No offense, but what is so special about a total lunar eclipse? I mean, we have those like every few years.
Well, this one is special. Historians talk about strange things that happened during this event, and some even say it caused the Black Death.
Honey, you know very well that the Black Death was caused by migrating fleas from Constantinople. How could the lunar eclipse start the plague?
Fleas, yes, but this was different. Europe has experienced outbreaks like this as early as 430 BC, but then why did this outbreak blow up to such proportions that more than half the European population died in the matter of a few years? Could it be a bogey incursion? Natural phenomenon?
And I take it you have a theory.
Yes. We know that some diseases can be affected by different environmental factors that can cause them to mutate. Things started to blow up in England around 1349. What if the bogeys initiated some sort of atmospheric disturbance to cause this outbreak?
It would be the sort of thing they like to do. So you mentioned that we are just observing, correct?
Exactly. We should just observe the events and record any anomalies that may occur.
And just because this needs to be asked, we will be safe on the ship, right? We're not going anywhere near the infected, and there's no way the pathogens can get in the ship, right?
We should be perfectly fine. The ship has its own air supply and is fully sealed at all doors. Nothing can get in there, and I'm as sure as hell not going to open any windows.
Okay, well, I'm good then, even though the whole theory sounds like bull to me. No offense, hon.
Well, no one asked you. See if I care when you come up with a theory. Not that you ever come up with anything good.
Oh, yeah? I've made plenty of good contributions to this team, and at least my ideas were not half-baked.
Okay, enough, you two. Connor, the coordinates you'll all be parking yourselves at are already with Sally. Do not deviate. We want this to be as smooth as possible.
Sure thing, General.
And just to be on the safe side, plan for a stint in quarantine on your return. Don't want to risk any contaminants. Last thing we want to do is bring the plague back.
Mission log 40-1.
Ship is ready to go, sir.
Excellent. Let's keep this by the book, everyone. This should be one of the easiest missions we've ever had. Hell, we don't even need to leave our seats.
Time is set for January 5th, 1349.
Coordinates for our mission have been laid in, sir. Pretty much just going to park. Yeehaw. What a thrill.
Yeah, beats fighting for our lives every mission. Ace, mark our current date.
Marked.
Okay, let's get this done. In and out.
All right, then. Let's get this party started.
From our very own Foreign Secretary, Robin Cook, who's in the Far East at the moment, that Diana, Princess of Wales, has in fact been killed in that car accident.
Accordingly declare Mr. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela duly elected President of the Republic of South Africa. On behalf...
the Berlin Wall specifically. Take a look at them. They've been there since last night. They are here in the thousands. They are here in the tens of thousands. Occasionally they shout, "Die Mauer muss weg," the wall must go.
We're interrupting programs to make the following announcement. It is understood that in accordance with arrangements between the three great powers, an official announcement will be broadcast by the Prime Minister at 3 o'clock tomorrow. In view of this fact, tomorrow, Tuesday, will be treated as Victory in Europe Day.
The string is successful in holding. We're in a geosynchronous orbit near the coordinates provided by Sally, and I can confirm the date is January 5th, 1349.
So where are we? Exactly.
We are right above London, sir. Not the best place to be in regards to the plague.
Of course, the streets were narrow and flowing with sewage, and the houses were overcrowded and poorly ventilated. It was a breeding ground for disease.
Well, good thing we're up here, way up high. Don't want to be anywhere near that filth.
Denise, engage the cloak. Sally, how long to the lunar eclipse?
Eclipse will begin at 2345 minutes. The current time is 2330 minutes.
Okay, so we have 15 minutes before the show starts. Sally, make sure to record any and all anomalies and any other necessary data.
Dr. Scherzberg has already provided parameters in which to record data.
I did?
The other Dr. Scherzberg.
Poppycock.
Poppycock? Who the hell says poppycock anymore? You want some wine with your cheese, Hamlet?
Foreman, shut up and make it so.
Aye, aye, Captain Picard.
What?
Oh, never mind, Pinhead.
Sir, engines are at optimal efficiency and are holding steady.
String is also holding and will remain in place for about 100 minutes and 43 seconds. It's essentially the length of the lunar eclipse.
Well, it can't get any easier than this. All we need to do is sit back, watch the show, and head home.
How can I be out already?
Out of what, my love?
Belladonna. I swore just picked some.
Yes, dearest. But remember you made some tinctures for the McLeod and the Williams families down the street.
Oh, that's right. The poor Williams family. They lost the youngest this morning.
Not dear Macy. Oh, the poor child. I thought she was showing improvement.
Yes. But she took a turn last night, and now the mother has fallen ill as well. They've already lost the eldest son not a few days ago.
When will this madness end, John?
I do not know, my dearest. At times it feels like this will never end until all of humanity is gone.
It is like the biblical flood, except with pestilence. Do you think our Lord is pushing us?
I know the church believes it, the way they keep burning people.
It is just awful. Who actually believes in witchcraft? I know I sure don't.
Well, I don't believe the church truly does either. But it doesn't stop them from using it for their own ends.
Let's hush now. We don't want any praying ears to go back to the church.
I must go back out and search for more belladonna. If anyone else comes knocking, just let them know I'll be back shortly.
Just be mindful out there. There are too many horrors in this world.
That there is. But nothing would be more horrible than seeing you at the mercy of the plague. Don't you fret, I will be careful. Please, get some rest, my love. Oh, such a stench of death in the air.
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Such a horrid sight. And there is one of the so-called physicians in his horrid mask.
And what are you doing in this late hour?
None of your business. But if you must know, I'm actually helping people. Unlike your folk, promising cures that don't exist.
You are questioning the methods of a professional?
Well, all you do is butcher those poor souls. Have you actually saved anyone with your methods?
And have you?
At least I help take away their pain, if nothing else. You only make them suffer more.
You are out of line, herbalist. Your witchery cannot really be considered help, can it?
Witchery? What do you accuse me of, sir?
Only that if not careful, you might find yourself purified in the fires of righteousness by the church.
The nerve of him. As if his methods are any help. Bloodletting and forcing folks to vomit. It's not like they ate anything bad. Off to find my herbs then. So many people in pain. What in the world is going on with the sun today? It's as if the Black Death itself is covering it. Bad omen.
Wow, this is so thrilling.
I wonder if Sharan is right in the head. There's nothing else here than a typical lunar eclipse.
Well, just be glad it's something simple, even if it is a bust. And who knows? Maybe she'll discover something once the data's analyzed.
Will someone kick Buzz's chair? No one wants to listen to that.
What?
Oh, nothing, Buzz. Go back to sleep.
What a waste of space. I mean, seriously.
Come on, give the man some credit. It's not like he hasn't gotten us out of jams every now and again.
I know, but still, so unprofessional.
Bite me, Lieutenant Kissass.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Enough. Sally, what's going on?
Anomaly detected. Repeat. Anomaly detected.
Chrono anomaly?
Yet. Something else.
Sir, the engines are starting to overload. I can't maintain this altitude for much longer.
Sally, what is causing the engine malfunction? Is it the anomaly?
Solar flare has been detected.
Cox, can that affect the engines?
As high up as we are, it sure could. Not to mention the weird gravitational waves being created by the lunar eclipse. It's just going to play havoc with our systems.
Ace, how is our string back home?
Holding steady, but we have another 40 minutes at least before we need to head home.
Not sure the engines will hold out that long.
Can we string back home now?
I will have to recalculate, and it'll need a few minutes.
Okay, get on it. Cox, how are the engines?
Not good, sir. The engines are overheating. If Ace can't recalculate soon, we are going to be in major trouble.
I said it, didn't I? I knew there was going to be some kind of trouble.
Was that between your snores?
You got some lip, Missy.
Zip it, Buzz. Just make sure you're ready to get us out of here.
You got it, boss.
Colonel, the engines, they just died.
Ace, are we ready?
Sir, yes, but it's too late. With the engines overloaded, there's no way to initiate the string.
We're losing altitude, Colonel.
Cox, any chance we can get those engines back online?
Negative, sir. They need to cool down before they can be restarted.
How long will that take?
More time than we have.
Great time to crash and burn.
Not helping, Buzz. How about you try to fly this jalopy?
Easy for you to say. You try flying with no engines.
Buzz.
Yeah. I'll try to coast her down somewhere outside London. Plenty of countryside.
Everyone, brace for impact. Everyone, sound off.
Still kicking.
I'm okay. All good here.
This really sucks.
Not helping, Buzz. Where are we?
Got lucky. Looks like we crashed in an empty field just outside London.
Hopefully no one saw us.
Well, they will now. Cloaks offline.
Crap.
I'm not picking up any chatter in the surrounding areas, so I think we may be good.
Excellent. Cox, ETA on the engines.
We'll need at least an hour before I can attempt to restart the engines.
Sally, are we still picking up data on the lunar eclipse and the anomaly?
Data is still being recorded.
Good. So at least this trip won't be a total bust.
Sir?
Then we can head to the pub for a cold one.
Colonel?
You were right, Buzz. Should have known something bad would happen.
Sir!
What, Cox?
The vents, sir! They're open!
Oh, no. Everyone, quick, into your hazmat gear. Sally, scan the air for any contagions.
Scan complete. Multiple contagions in the ship.
Great, just what we need. Can you list the most dangerous?
Yersinia pestis. Rickettsia prowazekii. Variola major. Variola minor. And other small insects and microbes.
And that means...
Bubonic plague, typhus fever, and smallpox.
Are you saying the Black Death got in here?
Now let's just stay calm. Just because some bacteria got in here does not mean we will automatically get sick. Most of these are not airborne.
Yeah, but we can't go back home now. Not until we can fix the engines and the vents and make sure the interior of the ship has been decontaminated.
And what if one of us does get sick?
Then we follow protocol. We cannot bring the Black Death back to the base. The antibiotics may not be able to handle the bacterial strain or keep up with it if it spreads.
One problem, Colonel. Even if one of us does get sick, we won't be showing symptoms for at least a couple days. And even Sally can't scan for that until we are symptomatic.
There is only one course of action here, then. We will need to wait out an incubation period before we head home. Either way, we need to fix the vents and decontaminate the ship.
Did I just hear knocking?
Someone's at the front door.
Well, we can't open it. They're just going to bring in the plague.
Earth to Eli, the plague is already in here.
Well, here goes nothing then.
Oh dear. Hello? Hello, is everyone all right in there?
Are you not scared?
Do you mean of the giant metal bird flying out of the sky and crashing into a field filled with beings in odd attire? Not particularly. No.
Okay, but what are you doing out in this field so late in the evening?
Well, Best time to collect herbs, isn't it? No one around snooping in your business. So, all of you appear human under those funny garments?
Well, of course we're human. We don't have tentacles coming out of our heads.
Sir, do you have a name?
It's John. Now, who may all of you be? I'm safe in assuming you're not from around here.
We're from the West. I'd rather not say where.
Or when? Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm no idiot. I don't believe in magic or witchcraft, so either you're angels, and you don't look like angels, or you have to be from the future.
We can't confirm that.
No need. Now, seeing as you all appear to be in no ill health, at least not yet, I'll be on my way then.
John, you can't tell anyone you've seen us.
I've already been accused once tonight of witchcraft, so I need not draw more attention to myself with stories of beings from the future. Who would believe me anyway?
Sir, what herb are you trying to find?
Some belladonna. It helps those poor souls who have been afflicted. If anything, at least it eases their passing. That blasted lunar eclipse is making it too dark to find anything.
I can help you find some. Colonel, is that all right? I can use the botanical scanner.
Yeah, I don't like it. Too much risk.
I'm in my hazmat.
And that won't stick out like a sore thumb. Fine. But make sure you keep the ship in your sights.
How about it, John? I can help you find what you need.
You are a blessing, you are. So many people need it that I go through it too quickly.
Are you sure it's safe to let her go?
As long as we have her in our sights, I can't see the harm. John does seem like an odd fellow, though.
Sometimes we may come across true intelligence. Folks who accept easily because they have an open mind.
Buzz, that might be the most enlightened thing you've ever said.
I do that all the time if you'd only listen.
Okay, sir. Repairs are underway for the vents, and the engine should be up and ready soon. Not that that means much because of the incubation period, but there it is.
Thanks for the update. Hopefully we'll be able to leave in a couple of days.
It's been 2 days, sir. So far, Denise and Eli have both shown symptoms of the plague.
I thought it was an airborne.
It's not, but a few insects did get in through the vents, and all it takes is one bite from a flea.
Are the rest of us okay?
I think so. We've decontaminated the interior of the ship and fixed the vents, and as long as we wear the suits if we go out through the airlock, we should be okay.
It bothers me that we can't help Denise and Eli.
Thankfully, John had a small cabin close by, and he's watching over them.
Yeah, but what are we gonna do about them? We have no cure here. We can't take them back with us and risk contamination.
Well, we have some basic medical equipment on board. Can't we try to come up with something?
Yeah, because we all have a background in medical research.
Maybe not, but we have John. What if we tap his brain a little and see what we can come up with? He's already pretty open-minded.
Well, it's not like we can do anything about it just sitting here. And maybe Sally can help as well.
How are you feeling now, dearie?
I just feel like I can't get warm at all.
That would be the fever. Hey, let me just get you some more broth. Need your fluids.
How is Eli doing?
I'm afraid your friend's symptoms have escalated. There are a few forms of the illness, and he seems to have gotten the worst of it.
If only we had some antibiotics.
What's that word?
It's a kind of medicine that can destroy the microbacteria that causes most illnesses.
I can't pretend to know all the words you speak, but is there any way we can create these what's it you mentioned?
Only if we had the right equipment.
Did someone mention equipment?
Oh, I completely forgot we had that stuff on board.
Well, it's not like we've ever had a need for it.
John, with these items, I think we might be able to pull this off.
With the supplies you keep in the cabin, we might be able to create a form of penicillin and from there develop a doxycycline.
Are you saying we can put an end to this madness? That we can find a cure for all of those afflicted? Why, I can cure my own family.
John, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we can't cure everyone. You are right. We are from the future, and unleashing a cure on the masses would change history dramatically, and, well, we can't allow that to happen.
But all the suffering out there, we could put an end to it.
I know. Trust me, we completely understand, but our hands are tied. This is just too huge of an event. History has decided your fates already. We can't.
I get it. People surviving who should have not, but is it really that much of a changer?
This outbreak in the future has come to be known as the Black Death, and it reshapes economies and leads to profound social changes. No more will those be stricken by poverty, be trampled on by the nobles and the rich. The poor will rise and form a new social class that will reshape the world as we know it.
But with that said, we can try to make enough medicine to cure our people and your family. Sally, can you scan historical records? Will there be any damage to the timeline if we cure John's family?
Records show that survival of John and his family will not affect the timeline or cause any major disturbances in history.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Ace, get to work with John and Sally on creating the antibiotics. Looks like our stay will be extended a little longer.
This has been quite a learning process, but I won't be able to use any of it. It is a bit disconcerting.
It's time. Denise, this won't hurt a bit.
Ow!
Sorry, I lied. We had to improvise with a syringe and needle.
I hope that was disinfected.
Yes? Now for Eli.
John, you're next. Just in case you did catch it.
Who ever thought giving medicine through a needle? I thought needles were just to mend cloth.
Well, it's more effective to introduce the medicine. It allows it to reach the blood faster and to start working faster.
All right, John. There's enough medicine left for your wife and children. Unfortunately, we can't go with you or else we risk being seen.
Understood. Ace gave me instructions on how to use the needle, and I know to destroy it once I'm done.
Okay, well, I think we've done enough damage to the space-time continuum. We'll be on our way.
Your words make little sense, but however can I thank you? My family will survive thanks to you lot.
It's the least we can do after helping us save our crewmates.
Well then, I guess this is goodbye. And have a pleasant trip back to when you came from.
Well, so much for an easy trip. Oh, the general must be pulling his hair out by now.
Not that he had much left.
New string has been calculated and we're all set.
Engines are at optimal efficiency and purring like a kitten.
Cox, how are you feeling?
Loads better, sir. Sally confirmed I am no longer contagious. Eli is still unconscious, but he's recovering.
Sally, just to confirm, any contagions aboard the ship?
Negative.
Sally. Did we record all the data required by Dr. Scherzberg?
Affirmative. Also, there appears to be a disturbance being detected by my scanners.
Oh. Well, put it on screen.
Is that fire in the distance?
It appears so. Let's take off and get a closer look. Sally, activate the cloaking device.
appears to have been created in the middle of the square.
Zoom in. Let's find out what's going on.
No, it can't be. But why?
Sally, can you please confirm what we're seeing?
It appears the herbalist known as John is being prepared to be burned at the stake for witchcraft.
Can we pick up any sound?
Affirmative.
Pipe it in.
Forget the speakers. We need to get down there and help them.
And how do you propose we do that? There are hundreds of people in that square witnessing that savagery. We just can't go barreling in and risk changing history. Sally, the audio, please.
This man has been burned as a heretic. Let him be a lesson to all of you, not to consort with the devil.
Let his family die as well, for they all consort with Lucifer.
His family were on the verge of death, and now seemingly cured, as if never afflicted. Bring them out one by one. They will all be sent to God tonight, for his judgment.
Sally, kill the audio.
That just because they got better, they have to be in league with the devil?
It was a different time. Fear of the unknown. John was singular in that he did not let ignorance cloud his judgment.
I guess in the end, even history corrected itself.
It seems it has. I think it's time to go home. We've done enough damage for one day.
File. Please return the audio containment device to the courier upon exiting the secured room.
Continuum Force was created by transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment in association with Brazen Winch Productions. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved. Thank you so much for listening to our show. If you enjoyed it, please remember to rate and review the show in your favorite podcast app. It's so vitally important as it helps others find the show. You can also show your support by joining our Patreon for as little as 25 cents a week. You get access to exclusive Patreon content, behind-the-scenes interviews and footage, as well as early delivery of new episodes and access to episodes that won't be released to the public. Visit patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. In this episode, the part of Connor Dannard was played by Marcus Sally. Buzz Borman was played by J.C. Della Torre. Eli was played by Dr. Scott Vigay. Sharon was played by Debbie Vigay. Denise Cox was played by Rita Della Torre. CTC Sally was voiced by Calliope Collicott. Ace Barber was played by Jesse Johnson. General O'Shaughnessy was played by Boyd Barrett. Other contributing voices guest starring in this episode included: the physician is played by Laith Walshligler. Eric Turner played John. Ashley Aswaré played John's wife. Londoner is played by J.C. Della Torre. This episode was written by Rita Della Torre. It was produced, directed, and edited by J.C. and Rita Della Torre. For more information on the show, including full cast lists and bios, visit continuumforce.transmissionsfromatlantis.com. Follow us on Twitter @ContinuumForce and join our Facebook group. In addition, if you'd like to interact with Continuum Force fans, join our Discord, hosted by Podcast Junkie. This episode is a work of fiction. Any similarities to the living or dead, past or present, is purely coincidental. Historical figures' events are a mixture of real history and fictionalized content. We've included links to the actual historical content we mention within this show. We encourage you to go to your local library and learn more about these events. and many other historical figures. For if we don't learn from our history, we're doomed to repeat it. Join us for our next adventure in 2 weeks.